about 5 foot or so there for drainage come around, but yeah, I'd say it'd be up to about where the bus is, probably. Right in there, next to
so
the
you're looking
side.
That's 40 feet. 35, yeah. 40 feet.
So, I think so here's your side view.
See it. Okay, I was going to shave some of this off and then have it here. And
so you're going to put it on the lower level anyway, not on your little road level.
No, it's going to be down in this
on the lower level. Yeah.
So
you're close.
Yeah, so point.
On the driveway level.
If your building was built, would it be where the red car is or where the bus is, the corner of it?
Maybe about where the bus is coming over here.
Okay.
About
24
foot.
So,
about, that's
about
the good
side. From there and coming out, out to about here.
But
so you're talking about taking
out
the hillside.
Drainage above on
that.
If you excavate.
Yeah, we was
going to
put those drain pipes all the way around there.
Okay.
Put just a pad.
So it'd
down
be backfilled like an earth shelter on the upper side.
We're going to be putting some more rock in all through here. Mm-hmm. This is already rock. Just going to put a lot of rock in there and then build up the foundation. Just a pad. And then build around it and put that drainage pipe around it. We call that 4-inch drainage
around
it.
Well, that
I
road.
Know there'll be a lot of water coming down there. That's what I want to do.
That road at some time in the future, probably not my lifetime, but that'll be a 4-lane road at some point because that is 65 to 160.
Yeah, we was talking to them about it, and they said they were going to go on the other side, and we were going to come on my side because it's too much work. Too steep. And the other side's flat.
So if we started at the edge of that bus, that puts us closer to that 40 mark, doesn't it?
By the measurements that we're seeing here.
Yeah.
No, like
from there to the property
pad.
Line, what do you have?
Cabin there, that's 45 feet.
She's talking about starting where the bank is, and that's
yeah.
Here,
yeah.
And that's about 34.26.
35
foot. 35.
Okay.
I gotta leave some room in there where the bank is to go through and make sure you keep the drainage in the building. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The more the better. You go carving that bank,
yeah.
And you
so
go carving the road at some point.
5 to 10 foot after I straighten that bank up, because it's going like this, and I'll have it straight.
But your building at some point becomes a retaining wall at some point,
mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily what you want.
I was thinking about a concrete wall, but then I thought I'd get a lot more money.
Oh, you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, it'll have to be. Concrete
wall would probably end up getting moisture in there a lot. There's a lot of problems with it. That problem's with the house now.
Because of the variance, then I have to go through the permit process all over again because I had it on here before.
Yeah, those construction
permits. I had a garage there, but I changed into a cabin.
Yeah, those construction permits only last a year. So
well, these don't have no expiration.
Yeah, ours do.
They're grandfathered in.
No, we don't have any permits grandfathered. They're only $15
for
the garage.
That's what the other commissioners
told
me. I had two different commissioners tell me that.
Yeah, I got a whole new board now, so whole new guidance code, and it hadn't been built, so it's a $15 permit for a garage.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 35-foot setback instead of a 50 is about where it looks like you're going to build. Even if we give you 20, you're going to build at the 35,
mm-hmm.
It looks like.
You're talking about up to the cliff side, huh?
Yeah. You're going to
be about 35 sure what it
foot
is.
From your property line. Even if we allowed you 30
mm-hmm.
foot, you probably wouldn't end up building there, probably.
Right. Well, with you narrowing up the building, is going to help you there.
A big
yeah,
time.
A lot. But that's still only 2 foot per interval. I mean, that's not much.
Not much.
Slope.
And it's only 24 feet.
Yeah.
It's not 40.
Right.
That makes
yeah.
a big difference. In
yeah. yeah. That was too big. That was before I was thinking about a house. I'm thinking about putting a house behind
it'd be
it now.
6 foot instead of 4 foot drop. Which doable in this country. Yeah.
And then up above, we was going to put something really strong in case somebody went straight on top of the garage. So we're just going to put something up there that's going to stop that, because we're kind of leery about it.
That's an uncommon design. Your engineer probably doesn't get a lot of those.
Well, board, do y'all have any more discussion on this, or anybody like make a motion?
You know, she's at, I'm unclear what she's asking for, but 35 foot I think would be reasonable for construction. Anybody, you guys all do construction, what's, I mean, if we cut it down to 30.
If you cut it down to 30, you're going to be carving into that bank if you're going to build anything, and then you're going to carve further away than that. You're going to be encroaching upon your road. Your road's going to fall into a hole.
Yep.
Really, at 35 feet, if this is accurate, is going to be as close as you can build to it anyway.
Right.
Without spending a lot more money.
Without spending a lot of money.
Spend.
And a retaining wall.
Well, in making your building narrower, it's flat. Like you said, it's flat quite a ways back there.
Mm-hmm.
Flatter. You know, it's not like a 30-degree angle or anything.
No,
so
pretty flat.
35 foot. I would feel better about 35 feet.
Now, are you talking about 35 feet from the road or from the caverns?
From the property line.
From the property
from
line.
Your, and you'd have to have a survey pin. You'd have
that's
to have
from
a
the
pin
property
pin
line.
From the front
out
where the
them.
Road is,
no,
right?
No.
Where
the
property
line
is. Property line.
The telephone pole. The telephone pole.
Oh,
the telephone pole. Yeah.
The line going all the way down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't come out 35 feet from there. I wouldn't have no room to build a garage.
Well,
can you show it to me on the paper?
Yeah, well, according to the deal, right here is where the telephone pole is. So mm-hmm. So when he put a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
when he put a measurement from here to here, that's already 35 feet, so that If we can come together on 35 feet, that gives you plenty of room to build, and you're right on.
And when I shave that bank straight down, I want to leave at least five feet or so to get through.
That, and that,
so
by,
it'll probably be back a little farther yet. Right?
And by the picture of the red car, that's where
mm-hmm.
your space
yeah,
is for 5 feet.
Right
yeah, I will, because I pulled.
So you
I pulled
to do your shave
yeah,
back
yeah.
here
yeah.
for 5 feet
I mean,
and drainage.
That's where
I'd still be able to build.
I think that'd give you plenty, because that bank's not going to go anywhere.
You'll have to have them come mark. All they have to do is you'll have to have your.
And I measured that the best I could from that pole with the tape, and then it comes right out in here.
And you're straight down. Took
my tape measure.
That'll be your responsibility to verify.
So I mean, turn it around sideways.
Yeah, I mean, you already know that's where the line is.
So that should be pretty easy.
So we shouldn't have to mark anything, right? Just measure it, man.
So they'll have you verify that's where your pin is for sure, which should be easy to do because there'll be something there to show.
It's pretty solid rock there.
And then.
You
should
be
good
to go.
Rock in.
That sounds
yeah, he helped the surveyor, so that's how come he knew.
It scared you to death when it was a 5 foot retainer.
But yeah, I have to hire a surveyor again.
Well, if you've already got it surveyed,
right.
Then there should be something in the ground
be sure
to prove
show
that.
So what we're asking for.
It'll be a piece of rebar or something
asking.
In that.
On here, the pin in front of the pole.
Well, that's what she said.
But we want to change it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we give
then
what
you
want
to
do
variance,
if we give
find your bill where she wants
to
bill.
And find out,
yeah.
And find out, call them.
If it
did, they'll come out.
We're
yeah.
giving her
yeah.
the setback
well,
from
any survey company can come out and verify that pin for you. That's all you'll have to do, just verify the pin. That's not a complicated thing. Yeah. That's all you got
to
do.
But it does need to be where
yep.
we're reducing
the setback. Can you see my shed on there?
Because
it's kind of going by the middle of the shed is where the line is.
To 35.
There's a shed
yeah.
right in
yeah,
so
I don't know.
But you can't see it on that one, can you?
But does that make sense that you'd want to have them verify that pin so you'll know where your property line is? And if we can come to agreement on 35 feet, that gives you plenty of room for your drainage and still build the 24 by 40.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Verify that pin.
Yep. All right, board, would you like to, anybody like to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to give a 35-foot variance in place of a 50-foot variance that is normal in this particular situation on the highway.
With
a pin found and marked on your property.
Okay.
So you know exactly where you're built.
Right, I have a surveyor mark where the post is, and he can measure over and tell me.
That's right, yep. That's
at
right.
least 35 feet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay.
Due to the fact of the slope or
Due to the size of the building that she wants to go on flat ground okay. on the back.
Okay.
Yep. To allow less expense to the landowner.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to open her the best okay. we can. I
yep.
That sounds good. Do we have a second on that?
I'd second that.
Okay, Rick seconds it. All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? All right. You've been approved. Scott?
Okay, Linda, what we'll do is we'll generate a decision of record that Marla will send you a copy of, and then once you get the copy, you can come in the office and sign the original and have it recorded.
Okay.
Marla will take it from here.
Show you my wife. You didn't see plan.
Bring those in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a separate deal. This allows you to, of course, you could have got the permit, but now you can build it within that 35 feet.
You want these back?
Well, yeah, I would have told you to wait.
Okay. You're the one to suggest all, and I'm glad you did because it gives me more room.
There you go.
Thanks, Ms. Church.
Thank you. Yep. If you need something, one of them, you can keep
them. Yeah, you can have it back. All right, moving on to 20-02, Kathleen Smith.
Okay, Kathleen Smith is seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. The applicant is requesting the variance for the ability to split the 2-acre parcel into two parcels, with each new parcel being under the 2-acre minimum requirement when using an on-site septic system for wastewater. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 2 acres in size, with 2 single-family homes currently located on the property. The property is part of the Meadowwood Estate subdivision platted in 1973 as a 21-lot subdivision. Since recording of the original plat, 15 of the original 21 lots have been amended and re-subdivided, forming either 2 to 14 new lots from each original lot. The property is served by a shared well for water and an on-site septic systems for wastewater for each single-family home. And our staff recommendations is if the Board of Adjustment would approve variance request case 2002B, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board. One would be approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, Article 9, Table 1, Taney County Subdivision Regulations when using an on-site septic system. Two, lot would be subdivided by recording of an amended subdivision plat. 3, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 4, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. This is our subject lot, 1-2 single family homes. I'll zoom out. It's on Coy Boulevard. Coy Boulevard is the one that goes by the high school, turns at McDonald's right here. And as you go down Coy, it's pretty much at the end. This is the Swan Creek Bridge, if you look back to the north. Here's one conceptual drawing of just splitting those in half. This is 1.047 acres. But I met yesterday, and behind this home, we found this, he's showing me the septic cap, and then the lateral field, you could actually see the green areas where the lateral field was right down in here. So here's the septic tank cap for that home. And then on this structure, and I think I've got these drawn in, tank was underneath the porch. It was an old metal tank, and they replaced it with a concrete one here. And, of course, the slope of the land, everything, and the great big trees tells you that that lateral's out in there is where he showed me they were. So I took one picture back up by the road. He mentioned possibly starting right there and coming back, but as this road angles,
you would see that you'd have to maybe go like this to keep the driveway on